Tonight, President Bush delivers his final State of the Union address. It's a moment that two-term presidents often use to frame their legacies and to rally their supporters. The president is expected to highlight his package of tax rebates and business incentives aimed at jumpstarting the economy. He'll also take aim at congressional earmarks. And for more, we're joined now by NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, we've been getting some early word about what will be in the president's speech. What can you tell us?
Well, Robert, we've actually got some excerpts from the speech and covering issues ranging from the economy to global climate change to Iraq and Iran, and a couple of concrete proposals as well. One, as you mentioned, on earmarks. The president will say the people's trust in their government is undermined by congressional earmarks. And so he's going to propose tonight or call on Congress to reduce the number of earmarks by one half next year. Otherwise, they'll face vetoes of their spending bills. The president is also going to call for the elimination of 150 federal programs and also spend some money, $300 million proposed, on helping kids in inner city schools attend private schools. The earmarks and the reduction in federal programs kind of chestnuts, I think it's fair to say, indicating that these are not big initiatives. This is the president's final year, and there are not going to be a lot of big initiatives forthcoming.
But might there be, in the big picture, some theme or particular message that President Bush wants to communicate to the Congress and the American people tonight?
Well, I think the president wants to return attention to the White House, frankly. They realize that there's a very short window. There's already a very spirited campaign going on in both parties. There's a sense that by the time August rolls around and the party conventions, people are going to be tuned out of this administration. And so they want to try to accomplish some things right off the bat. And among those is getting the economy back on track. They're concerned about a possible recession. The president says tonight, as we meet, our economy is undergoing a period of uncertainty. At the kitchen tables across our country, there's concern about our economic future. So the president, I think, is trying to take this opportunity to focus on the economy tonight. And also, that's where he's going to be focusing a lot of the of his administration's energy in the next couple of months.
But tomorrow, the Congress takes up his stimulus package, and the Senate, I gather this is telling, is sending it to committee.
That's right. The House is going to take up the plan that was approved by the Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Republican leader John Boehner, and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, which calls for rebates for taxpayers and those who don't pay income taxes, as well as some tax breaks for businesses. The Senate says, hey, you know, we want to play in this as well, and we want to leave our mark on this program. So the Finance Committee is going to take this proposal up, and they're going to add to it. They're going to add extended benefits for unemployed people. They're going to add rebates for low-income senior citizens who live on Social Security and don't make a sufficient income to qualify for the other rebate program. So they're going to weigh in. It's unclear how long, you know, they want to get this done by the middle of next month when they go on their February recess. It's unclear if the Senate is going to delay things, but I think everybody wants to get this done, including the Senate. By next month.
And just, we only have a couple of seconds left, but I assume we'll also hear about No Child Left Behind and about, obviously, about the war in Iraq.
And about the war in Iraq, right. The president is going to say that the surge is working and that al-Qaeda is on the run.
Thank you. That's NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Robert.
The economy tops the list of concerns among Republicans and Democrats alike as they consider who'll be the next president. That is certainly the case in Florida. And NPR's Greg Allen reports now on some of the economic issues that Floridians face as they prepare to vote in Tuesday's primary.